Good morning, everyone. This is my live part of the
Of course, the generation's here with their past. says, Dominique is here, but she's going to be going for 2 weeks going to France. So Dominique is here, she's got her tattoos and professions. She has a more than that, and there's her freaking twins. Carl himself is here in the booth at 3:30. My buddy picked up a loaf of bread. He has his cheese twist, and it looks like he's got some kind of tart and almond croissant, and looks like chocolate scones. Marty from Full Circle is here, and he still has, I think he probably still has some muffins, or yes, he does, and bear crab, and then his sliced bread. I picked up a loaf of sliced bread from him on Wednesday, his sliced sourdough. Delicious. And Raymond's, I was going there, and they had their two different brownies, cookies, plus there was a conscious in the last.
Beautiful.
Five kitchen. She's over there with a line in front right now. Looks like somebody's buying a brand new sandwich. Of course, last day, as I said, we back for the second week. I got home chicken tikka and karma last week. Plus, I got some for breakfast. So, and mango washing. So, let's get back in all this thunder and gray. Oh, it's just the crow today, too, as she whispers to me. I guess I know I'm having for lunch. And in the Kelly's kitchen with her honey taco burrito, breakfast burrito, toast salad, and then the smoothie guy is here with his cowboys and his fruit smoothies. He has a lot in front of his meat feet. And I meet you at
the list, and I like the who's providing music to them?
They're really good. It's a mother and her two sons, and I'll give you the name here in about 2 seconds as I walk over. They are what we're looking for at this market to play music. It is Lindy Brooks and Small Hat. They're great. They're really, really fun.
The two sons, Small Hat. What's on the ground floor to hear of the Central Biggest Band Brothers World Classic in Florida?
Rather pedestrian today, because Franco had a bunch of other awards set to do this weekend at the Outdoor Council. So we've got Provence, my friends, Coach Dana and Napolitano, and I have a modicum of Henry Kinsey. I just wanted to use it in a sentence today.
I think that would be good. You could rehearse it.
We are well over halfway done with 2 nights left to go.
And where are
you? June 16th, the week before Father's Day, at Heather's Custom Meats, out between St. Louis and Sebastopol. Tickets are $100 a piece. Chef Rises and Minton's Sinister Sisters, Franco Dunn, formerly of Fancy, and Dominique Cotard for Dominique's Sweet Food and Dessert. Gary Jemison from Gallup Cafe is doing Turnover Coffee. And the wine is from Mara Estate. And I understand they're talking to Fabiano on Sunday. And I haven't tried his wines. But apparently they were just picked up by the French Laundry and Petite Crème in the city. I'm going to Good morning, kind folks. Well, I got in on the tail end of this, so I have two questions. First, now I piqued my interest about the Tano Valley Oak and then said no. So my question pertains to the specifics about recognizing that I've got a neighbor living in a rural part of Northwest Santa Rosa that's got some oaks that are probably the complex 3 feet, so I'm going to guess they're at least a couple hundred years old, and they're very big and beautiful. But I'm seeing that some brown leaves up on the top, and I don't know if that's indicative of the disease. And I have a whole bunch of bonsai oaks, that some are over 100 years old, in my backyard. And I'm just curious, is there some identifying property by looking at that big tree to be able to tell that going and racking on the neighbor's door? Well, thank you for that. Last but not least, my mother in Temecula has planted the orange queen, a Babcock peach, and a nectarine. And she lives out in the desert, and they're 5 feet tall, and she planted them, I guess, about 5 days ago. And they go from, like, all healthy to wilty, and she's quite the consummate gardener. But I was curious, Lindsay, if there's a vitamin supplement or something that she should add to the soil, given that they're just newly planted.
Nothing but water.
Okay.
Don't overwater and don't underwater. Put mulch on top of the soil to hold the water in. Then take the soil and keep the water in there longer. So, mulch is the best.
Thanks so much for your call. Let's just take a bit of a break.
Thank you.
Thank you. afternoon and afternoon hours. The office of the office of the office
of the office of the office of the office of the office of the office of the office of the office of the office of the office of the office of the office of the office of the office of the Thank you. to the beauty of the
Thank you. Thank you.